Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Becky Drager, and with us this morning representing Cass County Pheasants Forever. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Good. It's starting to feel like that time of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We talk about pheasants forever, kind of talking about hunting season. That is right around the corner now. Getting excited this time of the year?
Yes, it's kind of exciting. Starting to kind of look for some of the pheasants hanging around the roadside and hoping that they still stick around for a few more days.
Has it been a fairly decent year for pheasants?
The numbers are up. They aren't up where some of us would like to see them, but they are up right now.
I'm just afraid with all the rain that we had earlier this year and some of that field flooding and stuff, it might not have been the greatest nesting season.
No, I don't think it was the greatest nesting season in a lot of areas. One field that we particularly watch has a decreasing amount of numbers, but they're still out there.
Well, they're going to go someplace, so I guess if you look for the places that were fairly dry when everyone else was wet, maybe you'll find more.
That's what we're hoping for.
We'll see. All right. Well, we want to talk a little bit about the annual youth hunt that's coming up here on Saturday, October 19th. Boy, that's right around the corner, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yikes. Let's talk about getting that organized here this year. You were telling me earlier that you expanded that. You're going to take some more youngsters?
The past couple of years, we've tried to expand to be able to take more youngsters along with us. We've gotten a few more people to help volunteer. We're always looking for people to volunteer to help us. Whether you have a youth you want to bring along or you just enjoy hunting and want to mentor somebody, we're asking for extra help if you've got it.
What do volunteers do? What are they asked to do?
If they bring a dog with them, they'll be just directly with their dog to go hunting that day. If you don't have a dog and want to tag along and go hunting, we pair you up with at least one child, maybe two, just depending on how many adult volunteers we have come with us that day. Pheasants Forever likes to do it a one-on-one thing, one adult to one child, so that especially if they're a little bit on the younger side and haven't got to go hunting very often.
Do you run into a lot of youngsters who maybe seem to have developed an interest in this and maybe their mom and dad don't really do much hunting?
Yep. I've got a couple that have come the past couple of years with us that haven't. They go hunting, but mom and dad are not involved in the hunting aspect.
So how do they get that interest? Where does that come from? From friends?
Yeah, a lot of it's from friends. A lot of it, maybe they're involved in shooting sports, and or they've just seen the advertisement for it and thought they'd like to try it out.
Try something different. Very good. Well, a lot of the youngsters that you get in the youth hunt, are they largely all first-timers?
Not normally. Just depending on the age group. My daughter's getting to go this year. It's her very first time of getting to go on the youth hunt.
So who's more excited about that, mom or the daughter?
I think it's equal.
Well, you have a lot of youngsters that you know, want to have that experience, get outdoors and see a little bit and, you know, get more involved in things like conservation efforts.
Yes, that is one of our main goals, is to no child left indoors. It's one of the part of the three R's that they are focusing on. So we like to take them. I know that the Delta waterfowl here and around the Cass County area, I don't know if they held their day on Saturday because of the rain. I'm not for certain. They were supposed to have had a day where they demoed how to go duck hunting and went to the aspects of that. So that's what we're trying to do here. We're hoping that somebody gets a pheasant on the 19th, and then that we can teach them how to field dress it.
It's a lot more fun when they see success, but the real goal for the day, isn't it, learning a little bit about how to do this and how to do it in a safe manner?
Yes, that's our main goal, and to make sure that they enjoy it and that there's quite a few public access areas around here that you can go to. You don't have to per se know a farmer to go on their ground. If you do go on someone's ground, make sure you got permission.
Yeah, it kind of starts there. You're teaching them how to do it the right way.
Yes, we want to teach the correct way. We don't want them to per se learn the wrong way.
So what types of things specifically do you try to teach that day?
Well, when we meet that morning, we make sure that they have the proper equipment to go along, make sure that they've got a gun. We provide the ammunition, whether they've got a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge, eye protection, ear protection, make sure that they have the blaze orange. Last year, we were privileged to be able to get some free hunting vests from a vendor. We're still kind of working on that for this year. We do have a couple repeat kids that are coming along, so hopefully they remember to bring it. And then when we get out to the field, we make sure that they know how to load their gun. They know where the safety is. We go over a few things in regards to, especially if they've never hunted with a dog before. Those that are of our adults that are bringing a dog along, they're just specifically going to be there for the dog. That is our main goal there, that they handle their dog, nobody else handles their dog, and that the kids are aware of their surroundings.
Yeah, they don't have to necessarily experience everything, but observe a lot of things.
Yes. We like to make sure that they kind of see a little bit further out in front of them, make sure they're checking off to their left and their right, and make sure they understand the whole field of vision in front of them.
Yeah, well, safety obviously is the main goal. We want to talk a little bit about how they get signed up then. Is there a fee for this? How do they do this?
There is no fee for it, and we'll even feed them lunch that day. And yeah, we usually meet at the Hy-Vee parking lot. Most parents start dropping off between 7:30, 7:45. Our goal is to be on the road by 8 to be shortly out in the field after that. We'll split them up, make sure that they're with somebody. I have some paperwork that parents have to sign in regards to the Pheasants Forever policies, and just to kind of make sure everybody's covered for things. In case there's something does happen, I've got a phone number to contact mom or dad or guardian, whoever brings them.
Sure. Are there age guidelines?
We would prefer that they had hunter safety course to come with us. But if they're a little bit younger and have been involved in hunting before, we kind of tend to maybe bend the rules just a little bit, especially if we know, say, if they've been in shooting sports. Those kids can start at fourth grade, and in order to do hunter safety, you got to be at least 11, and then you get your certificate when you turn 12. So they've had a local class here already in August for hunter safety. There's another one coming up in Adair County, but I do know it's already full. So if you want to check out to see if there's a hunter safety course available close by, the DNR website's a great place to look for that.
Yeah, and they usually do fill up pretty quickly, it seems.
That they do.
So you want to get after that as soon as you can. And you talk about maybe bending the rules a little bit, but these kids also have more experience handling some of these firearms.
Yes, they do. I have had the privilege to get to watch both of my actually all three of my children participate in shooting sports. And I think it just kind of evolves them a little bit more. They're a little bit more aware of their surroundings after they've been doing shooting sports for a while.
Well, they've already developed that respect.
Yes.
And the fear of what can go wrong if you don't do things properly.
That is correct.
Yeah, you bet. Very good. Okay, so this is going to be 8 o'clock. Now, what time should they meet at 8 o'clock then?
We'd prefer that they were there a little bit before 8. We'd like to be on the road by 8. So if you meet, we're going to meet in the Hy-Vee parking lot. Like I say, there'll be DNR officers going. There's a couple other guys going that I believe that are Iowa State patrolmen. So just kind of look for a DNR pickup or a bunch of people wearing Blaze Orange sitting in the Hy-Vee parking lot.
Okay. And you do have some spaces left, but they are going.
They are going. I have about 8 spaces left available. I will be getting everybody paperwork here this week. They can call me on my cell phone or text me. My number is 712-249-5130.
All right. It's kind of a first-come, first-served thing.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Sponsored by, of course, the Cass County chapter, the Pheasants Forever. What do you guys get out of this? What's Pheasants Forever get out of this?
The enjoyment of getting to take a child outdoors and go hunting with them.
You bet. And teaching them the proper way.
Yep.
And kind of continuing to move that organization forward this way, too. You know you're going to have some success down the road if you've got folks that are understanding and getting involved early.
That is correct. We want to be able to keep... nowadays, I think everybody's into so much electronics and everything that they kind of forget to go outside and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah. If nothing else, just get out and breathe some fresh air once in a while. Hopefully, it'll probably be some crisp air, too, the way things are going.
Yeah, the way the forecast has looked, I did look at the extended forecast. At first, it had a chance of rain. And if it does happen to rain on the 19th, that is opening Youth Day, we will change it and go on the 20th, and hopefully it's not raining that day.
Okay, so that also brings us to the other point that youngsters should dress appropriately.
Yeah, we'd prefer that you dress appropriately and make sure that you've got dress in layers. It's probably going to be a little bit on the cool side first thing in the morning, and make sure that they're able to take a layer off while they're out, because you do kind of work up a sweat a little bit out there walking through some of the taller CRP stuff and grass, and it's not just all flat ground.
Yeah, T-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops aren't going to cut it.
Nope. I would highly suggest that you had some sort of waterproof boots on, jeans, sweatshirt, layer yourself, make sure we've got the blaze orange.
Very good. If someone would like to know more about Cass County Pheasants Forever or about the youth hunt, get a hold of you.
They can get a hold of me. I'm the chapter secretary. We do have a whole board available to talk to, but I'm usually the one that they direct everybody to.
Very good. Organization still going strong?
It is going strong. This year, coming up in February, the last Saturday of the month, is our 30th annual banquet.
Awesome. Very good. Well, Becky, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it. Hope the youth hunt goes well. Again, that's Saturday, October 19th, 8 a.m. Meet before that at the Atlantic Hy-Vee parking lot, and they'll get things taken care of. But contact Becky first. Again, that number is 249-5130. Get your child registered, and they can learn how to do this. Have some fun outdoors and learn how to do it the safe way. Very good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jim.